The goal of the protest is to shut down the school that trains soldiers from Central and South America. Many of the protesters are Catholic priests and nuns. They say the school trains soldiers to abuse and oppress civilians in their home countries. Most recently, some of the school graduates led a failed military coup in Venezuela. Congress changed the name of the school to the Western Hemisphere Institute for Security Cooperation, but Milwaukee peace activist Joyce Elwanger says it hasn't changed its mission.
They have basically the same goals with a few human rights courses added, mostly for window dressing. So we don't see the change. If they wanted to change it, they had the opportunity, and they did not. So, yes, we want it closed, and we do not want our tax monies going to support what we consider a terrorist training camp in our own country.
But the Bush administration says the center can play a key role in the war against terrorism by training local soldiers to fight effectively in places like Colombia, where a war against left-wing rebels has been smoldering for decades. At last year's rally, more than 8,000 demonstrators held a mock funeral carrying coffins with the names of the alleged civilian victims of the school's graduates. A similar ceremony is planned this year. Three Wisconsin residents are serving time in federal prison for trespassing at the school during last year's rally. Elwanger says more arrests for civil disobedience are likely this year. Fort Benning police plan to use metal detectors to search every protester who attends the rally. Organizers call that an infringement on the right to assemble, and ACLU lawyers are challenging the planned searches. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.